Our lesson this morning is recorded again in the letter to the Hebrews, the 27th and 28th verses of chapter 9. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. This is our text. Dear friends, in the name of Christ Jesus, the great high priest. The fifth Sunday in Lent, last Sunday, is called Judica, from the psalm, "Judge Me, O God." It's also called Passion Sunday, because the scripture readings turn to the suffering and death of our Lord and point us to the beginning of Holy Week on Palm Sunday. We've heard homilies this week on texts, mostly from the letter to the Hebrews, and the lessons have drawn comparisons between the Old Testament priests who, with their blood sacrifices for atonement, anticipated the shedding of blood by our great high priest, the Lamb of God. The epistle to the Hebrews is devoted to showing Jewish people the connection between the Old Testament and their faith in the promised Messiah and the New Testament, the message of salvation, which is preached by Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. He is the fulfillment of those promises of Messiah in the Old Testament. Jesus is identified as the one from Psalm 110 who is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And then this letter to the Hebrews presses the theme and shows Jesus, the Messiah, to be the perfection of the Old Testament priesthood and its sacrifices. In chapter 9, the letter moves back and forth between the imperfection of that Old Testament priesthood of the tabernacle, the earthly sanctuary, and God's people of the new covenant, the heavenly sanctuary. Now, one of the imperfections of the Old Testament priests was that they had to sacrifice first for the sins of themselves and then for the sins of the people, time after time after time after time, never finished, never perfected. But Jesus, in his priesthood, made the sacrifice but once. If he had been like the priests of the Old Testament, he would have suffered often since the foundation of the world. But the last verse before our text begins announces that he has made his appearance to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And then in our verses for this morning, the writer finds this comparison between Christ and those for whom he has suffered. It is appointed for men to die once. Each dies for his own sins. Christ also had to die, and he died but once. But it was for the sins of all. When we die, the next thing we face is the judgment. But Christ's great reappearance will be the great unveiling of the completed salvation when death has been fully conquered. The focus here, the one thing that is emphasized above everything else, is this. Once and for all, Christ died. We don't really need to ask what this means. It's perfectly clear. Christ died once for all, period. Everything that belongs to the Christian faith, that is, the Messianic faith, comes down to this. Once and for all, Christ died. That's the heart of the gospel. It's as simple as that. Now, the lessons this week have pointed to several different facets of this great gem. Monday, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. In all points, he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Tuesday, Christ offered himself without blemish to God. Wednesday, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. And yesterday, Christ Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. Now, all of this proclamation points also to these scriptures. Jeremiah, the Lord is our righteousness. Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Paul, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Once for all. This is the substitutionary atonement, made perfect and complete. It is God's salvation. The saint, the Holy One of God, the Son of God from eternity, our Lord, the God-man, became a sinner so that sinners could be made holy saints before the throne of grace. Once, the eternal Son of God, the perfect priest, and the perfect sacrifice, one time is complete, and for all, therefore, for you. But most incomprehensible for me too, that I cannot believe. I can do so only by the grace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As we each confess with St. Paul, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. To God alone be the glory. Amen.